This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
Time, make that call. 713-526-5738. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for supporting KPFT Houston. 713-526-KPFT. You're listening to KPFT Houston.
Guess that I was destined to be the kind of guy who never really fits in and never keeps in time. So now I've started asking the question on my mind, what kind of self-respecting faggot am I? I moved to San Francisco. It seemed the place to be, but I'm not into disco. And bars intimidate me. My only can of Crisco is where it's supposed to be. What kind of self-respecting faggot am I? Don't own a single record by Barbara, Bett, or Judy. Heard of Betty Davis, but never saw her movies. Guess I'm irresponsible. It seems I've shirked my duty. What kind of self-respecting faggot am I?
Just married on our Subaru. We'll say I can't because we can't say I do. At a wedding ceremony worth manure.
You see, we're going to the chapel, but we cannot get married. From Vermont to Minneapolis, no, we cannot get married. Gee, I really love you, but we cannot get married. Locked out of the chapel of love.
Bells may ring and the sun may shine. Whoa, whoa, whoa. But 1,000 tax breaks will never be mine, no.
And when I hold you close, in half the states it's a grind.
A deuce matrimony and love. Don't ask, don't tell Annapolis you wanna get married. It's rabbinical and papalist to keep us from getting married. Gee,
I really love you, but we cannot get married, locked out of the chapel of love. Down in the Big Apple, no, we cannot get married. Clearly nowhere on the map will let us legally get married. Gee, I really love you, but we still cannot get married, locked out. Of the chapel of love, whoa, 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 whoa. Until people grapple with
getting on like a house on fire.
Because of his incendiary charms, we had to disconnect all the smoke alarms. I gotta say, he's a real live wire, because we're getting on like a house on fire. House on fire, house on fire, we're getting on like a house on fire. If I said we weren't, I'd be some kind of liar, because we're getting on like a house on fire. He's big! Like a guard or a tackle, he's burning me up with a crackle, crackle, crackle. He makes me sing like the Mormon Tabernacle. Fire. And we're getting on like a house on fire. Make a fireman come. He's everything my heart could desire, and we're getting on like a house on fire. House on fire, house on fire, we're getting on like a house on fire. If I said we weren't, I'd be some kind of liar, because we're getting on like a house on fire. He's big, like a guard or a tackle. He's burning me up with a crackle, crackle, crackle. He makes me sing like the Mormon Tabernacle. Getting on like a we're getting on like a house on fire, house on fire, we're getting on like a house on fire. If I said we weren't, I'd be a big fat liar, cause we're getting on like a house on fire, house on fire, we're getting on like a house on fire. If I said we weren't, I'd be a goddamn liar, cause we're getting on like a house on fire.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Yeah. Woo! Too many mics to try to turn on.
Hello, Houston. I tried, but he...
I know.
He had my mic off.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I got you.
You're on.
At the end of it.
You are so on.
Yeah. As long as you keep the mic off and not the jack.
He went there.
He did.
You are listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. You're on KPFT Houston. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the other one.
And I'm Wes Laverne, your friendly neighborhood intern.
He sure is friendly. Well, it's another After Hours. And not only that, it's an After Hours membership drive. So...
if you want to drive your membership, come on in.
Yes. This is a show that has driven a lot of members. Yes.
Oh, y'all are bad.
Should we wait till Ernesto stops listening?
We probably should. Anyway.
Too late.
Ernesto has left the building.
Has he?
Yes, he has. And, you know... we always start a membership drive show by saying it's a membership drive show. So give us a call at 713-526-5738 and let's get the show going. And many times, a lot of you do that. You just call in, we make our pledge, and we can go on with the show. Other times, we have to sit here and ask you to... pledge your support for KPFT and After Hours many times in order to get to our pledge. So which one is it going to be? Are you going to call in and make your pledge right now so we can go on with the show? Or are we going to have to...
And remember, the two special pledges that we ask for you to give here for KPFT to let management know.
Mm-hmm.
We have the cocktails for KPFT.
Ooh.
Give up one cocktail a month.
Oh.
Your liver will thank you.
Yes.
That's a $5 pledge per month.
Mm-hmm.
Here to KPFT. That comes out to $60.
Mm-hmm.
And our other one, to really let them know who's pledging it in.
Yeah.
The queer is a $3 bill.
Ooh.
Pledge $3 a month here to KPFT. That comes out to $36 mm-hmm. for your entire year. You become a basic member here of KPFT. Hey, you let them know with a pledge of $3 a month that we're queer.
Yes.
So call in with one of those. Cause apparently, we don't have the cranker anymore. So I no longer am able to say where else can 30 seconds of cranking give you 30 minutes of pleasure.
Ooh.
So 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT. Or you can go to the website, kpft.org, mm-hmm. and place your pledge of support there safely and securely. You know.
Is that a PayPal thing?
I don't know. I haven't looked at that.
I think so.
Just you know, click over there, and you can do that. All that little secure online stuff.
Or you can do it and talk to a live person. Devin is waiting to take your call. He is. And I think David will take your call if Devin's busy or... we've got
hey, look at it this way.
There.
You won't have to talk to Roy. So
Roy is not here tonight. Sorry. No, he isn't. But we have several other people here. Mikey's here. Ozzy's here. Gosh, we've got a bunch of folks.
Merlin's here.
Yeah, Merlin's here. That's right.
Yeah, but by the time Merlin gets to the phone, they'll hang up.
Oh, ouch.
Hey, that was not nice.
He's all the way out on the back patio.
Yes, that's right.
And like, you know, right now. And if I'm lying and he wants to confront me, he can make his way in here.
No, okay.
And since they're not listening back there.
I see.
I feel like I'm doing a Lady Macbeth over here.
Mm. Yeah, the online is a PayPal option.
Okay, that's good.
I just looked it up.
Good.
And that's kpft.org.
Yes, or 713-526-5738.
Yeah. And it does say on here, you do not have to have a PayPal account to make a credit card donation.
Oh.
We use PayPal because they offer secure, inexpensive means of mm-hmm. accepting and processing credit cards. When you donate with the credit card, your card number and all other required information is entered on a secure, encrypted web page at paypal.com, not at kpft.org. After approving the transaction, PayPal will email you a receipt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And make sure you put on their credit to After Hours.
Yes.
And they do take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover.
Or you call in here, and we also have thank you gifts
mm-hmm.
for your approval.
Yes, that's right.
There's mugs, there's T-shirts, there's tote bags.
There's me.
And there's tote bags.
Jimmy, Jimmy, unfortunately, the minimum donation we ask for membership is $35.
And not 35 cents.
Hey! You know my slogan. Since 1969. Since 1966. Still only $15.
Well, that explains a lot.
Yes, doesn't it? Anyway,
going on.
713-526-5738 to make your pledge of support. And you can do that by cash, check, or credit card on the phone. We do take, you know, the credit card number and stuff over the phone. Let's see, what else?
Tonight we started off the show with a tribute to Marcel Marceau.
We certainly did.
Followed that up with
some music.
The Kinsey Six.
Yeah, we're asking Phillips, what kind of self-respecting faggot am I?
That was the startup.
Yep.
Yeah. Kinsey Six, Locked Out of the Chapel of Love.
Mm-hmm.
Inside joke.
Uh-huh. And Jay Spears, House on Fire.
Yes.
So, had a nice little lineup there. Bunch of inside jokes.
Yes.
Bunch of them.
Well, we'll see. Some community things going on?
Yeah.
I had a great time last weekend.
Did you now? Of course, we'll talk more about that later.
The PWA camp out? Yes, because I've got a letter here from John Shefchik. And,
it's easy for you to say.
It is.
And we'll have Merlin come in and talk about it, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, happy Armed Forces Day.
It is indeed.
For all of those members out there that have served, are serving, or will plan to serve.
Mm-hmm.
As I have served before.
And as...
we'll talk
about it. Do we know the Lieutenant Daniel Choi, if he is going to be kicked out or not?
I haven't heard.
Okay. And other things going on. There's a lot of stuff going on later on today.
Yeah. But we'll...
As many of us know, Legacy Community Health Services has helped this community so much in the past and continues on a daily basis. As part of this community, I would like to invite you all to my show at Crocker this Sunday at 2 p.m. I am running for Mr. Mint Julep. Now, the Mint Julep contest is one that you buy.
Officially.
Officially. If you're running for Mr. or Miss Mint Julep, you put on fundraisers, and the person who raises the most funds gets to be Mr. or Miss Mint Julep.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, Alex Stroud and Vixen, who is a candidate for Miss Mint Julep, are putting on a minty afternoon show over at Crocker Bar, 2312 Crocker Street, on Sunday, May 17th at 2 p.m.
Are they going to serve mint tea?
I don't know what they're going to be serving over there. That's over at Crocker. They could get a lot of whatever.
See, we got our heckling material back this
mm-hmm.
week.
Great.
I remember one time making julep cookies for the final event of theirs.
You did.
Really now?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah. Let's see. We had a special guest on a couple of months ago, Timon West. He is performing this evening at the Midtown Lounge. Yes. 2117 Chenevert Street.
Yeah, I'm just glad you said lounge after Midtown.
Oh, my.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, Sunday, May 17th, 7 to 9 p.m., the Midtown Lounge, 2117 Chenevert.
Street.
Your battery was getting a start the way Barry Manilow did.
It's St. Patrick Promotions presents Live and Direct. In the mix will be DJ Lady T. Neal, Poetry, Neo Soul, Spoken Word featuring Sam Trump, also starring Simeon Queen, Miss Tam Renee, Tim M. West, and 2YG. That's Lifetime Entertainment, Seafood Cuisine Served, and, of course, drinks. That's the Midtown Lounge, 2117 Chenevert.
Yeah, if they're serving fish, it's not at the spa.
Mm. Then, oh my. Southern Country Houston presents Atta Girl Tribute Show, celebrating 20 years of Tommy Sue at the BRB. So, an Atta Girl show, Sunday, 8 p.m., Brazos River Bottom, 2400 Brazos Street. And, last but certainly not least, over at South Beach, Super Sunday Drag Show, former Miss U.S. of A., Miss National, Miss Liberty International Emeritus, Miss World, Miss Global, Miss Continental, and Miss Black America, Tommy Ross, who is started out in Houston and is coming back for one night only over at South Beach. No cover before 11 p.m. Drag lineup, Coffee and Cast, and DJ Tucker. Then...
Hold on.
Yes.
The DJ for a drag show is named Tucker?
Yep. Hard to believe, isn't it?
Not really. Not really.
They all tuck.
If...
if they're not tucking, they're not a true drag.
That's right.
So if is his backup called Tapin?
No. No, that was good.
Only if they're
welcome to Drag Radio. I'm Tucker and I'm Tapin.
Only if they're long enough.
Woo!
Woo!
My.
Next week.
Is it my turn now?
We have the very friendly intern, Mr. West.
Next week?
On Monday, May 18th, the Colt 45's general membership meeting is being held from 8 to 10 p.m. At the BRB at 2400 Brazos. Mm-hmm. This is their monthly general membership meeting, mm-hmm. again. This repeats every month on the third Monday.
I wanted to mention that since we have the Colts on the first Saturday. And there may be people out there who would like to join that wonderful organization.
I've actually thought about it.
And you can stop by to their membership meeting and check them out.
All right. And just for Chris, the Bayou City Women's Chorus is presenting their concert Africa on Saturday, May 16th and Tuesday, May 19th, 7:30 p.m. at the Unity Church at 2929 Unity. They're going to be featuring songs like Strange Fruit and Rock of My Soul.
Mm.
There's also going to be a Texas premiere of An Exhortation, which was President Obama's victory speech on November 4th, 2008. All right. This is a long one.
Ooh.
Not often you get to say that.
Not very often, unfortunately. Last March 25th, 27 community members gathered at the Montrose Counseling Center and the GLBT Cultural Center to discuss a new community-based initiative to preserve, collect, and promote a wider awareness of Houston's rich GLBTQ history through an internet-based archive. At that meeting, the project was given a name, Houston Arch, the Area Rainbow Collective History. Since the March gathering, a number of smaller meetings have occurred, focusing on grant writing, legal issues, governance, and cooperation between archives. To bring everyone up to date, Houston Arch will host another open community meeting on Wednesday, May 20th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. in the Montrose Counseling Center on the first floor of meeting space at 401 Brenard. This meeting will plan. They plan to provide an update on the conversations that have taken place since March and to discuss potential participation in the Pride Houston display this June 27th. All are welcome, so please share this invitation with your friends and other community members. You may feel free to invite along. For more information, call 713-348-2162 or email riedelbs@rice.edu.
Mm-hmm.
What? Are you playing in your bag again?
I want a cookie.
Obviously. I can hear it all the way over here.
Are we listening to Chris get his cookies?
Yes.
Wow.
That's what that was.
I just dropped my raspberries.
Mm.
The Gay Men's Chorus of Houston presents Latin Heat. Get ready for a spicy evening of drag and singing as Gia Perry and the gang put on their best Latin ensembles for a night of drag Espanol. Featuring fabulous Vivica Perry,
mm-hmm.
Gia Perry. I can't even read that one. I guess that's Jarena Perry, Colton Perry, Elena Devine, and I'm a homophoba.
What?
That is a mouthful. And several other surprise chorus members. This is going to be on Friday, May 22nd at 9 p.m. at Tony's Corner Pockets.
Whoa. So is this the Gay Men's Chorus doing drag?
That's what this is. The Gay Men's Chorus doing drag.
And apparently the only gay Perry that's not there is Rick. Probably busy writing his secession speech.
Probably. What's this? Okay. On May 23rd, the WIP Society 11th anniversary.
That's the Women in Power Society. Yep. It's a women's leather association.
Well, how about that? They're holding their Fetish Follies at Tony's Corner Pocket.
Ooh.
Show and reception starts at 7 p.m. It's going to have a funny and fetish on the same stage. If you've ever seen the Dykes show, you know Nancy Ford. If you haven't, you're in for a real treat.
Oh, yeah.
We are honored to have our friends, the very funny and talented... What are you doing in there?
That was a metaphor. I was tossing my cookies.
Oh, wow. They're going to have Jennifer Long, trans fetish divas, join us from Dallas to add playful and fetish sparkle to our show. Find the sexy diva on FetLife.
Mm.
All right. Cocktail and reception start at 7 p.m. And that's all I see here that I can... I'm sorry. Graciously hosted by HAB, HBMC, HPEP, Summer Sinfest 09, and WIPS. Happy 11th anniversary, WIPS Society.
Shouldn't allow the Sinfest people in there. They didn't have an abbreviation.
Didn't it say something about the proceeds and who they go to?
That's the part.
There's a special note here. Bring non-perishable food items for the food pantry drive. 50-50 tips to Fetish Folly stage performances will go to GCAM and Pet Patrol.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. The Gulf Coast Archive and Museum of GLBT History.
Of which Jimmy heads.
No. I'm merely a founding member.
Which is so strange, because usually we think of you as a fondling member.
That too.
Mm-hmm. Your turn, Chris.
But I didn't get a cookie yet.
I don't care, it's your turn.
I'm sorry you didn't get your cookies.
You shouldn't have been tossing them.
Yeah.
I want a cookie.
You'll get your cookie when we do a song.
Oh, boy.
The Houston Pride calendar is out. The Houston Pride Idol, presented by Guava Lamp, is going on Thursdays at 10 p.m. Who's getting a cookie over there? Oh.
No, I'm getting sausage.
Oh, goodness.
Thursdays at 10 at the Guava Lamp. This is on May 28th, June 4th, June 11th, June 28th, and June 25th.
This has got to be an after-hours show. We've got a guy in one room getting his cookies, and the other one is sucking his sausage.
I mean, my sausage.
Wait till you watch me lick the cream on these cookies. Dine with Pride on Wednesdays, June 3rd, 10th, 17th, and 24th at various restaurants. Queer fashion presented by Mail You Wear at Meteor, Friday, June 19th.
Mail You Wear?
Mm-hmm. Mail You Wear.
I know what mail I want to wear.
Mm-hmm.
GLBT wine tasting, Diverse Works on Saturday, June 20th. Strip for a cure at South Beach.
What?
Strip for a cure.
Okay.
How far?
Yep, that sounds like a gay event.
Yes, they'll be covered in Band-Aids and see how long they peel them off.
I see.
They'll be at South Beach on Friday, June 26th. Then the GLBT Pride Festival on Saturday, June 27th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Yoakum at Westheimer. Featuring the GLBT Health and Wellness Pavilion, GLBT Law Pavilion, and the GLBT History Exhibit. And then don't forget the GLBT Pride Parade on Saturday, June 27th from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. along Westheimer. For more information, go to pridehouston.org.
What was the time on that?
It's 8 to 11 p.m.
8 to 11.
No kidding. They changed it. It's always been 9. Wow.
Excuse us.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I've been in every one. It's just, I was just surprised to hear that.
Every one of what?
I've been in every Pride Parade since 1988.
Boy of Montrose 2008-2009, B.A. Gill presents Montrose Sesame Street at the Crossroads.
Ooh.
Open to all performers. This will be on Friday, June 5th, 9 p.m. at the Brazos River Bottom. Benefits PWA working account. They take plastic.
Ooh-hoo.
The Lesbian Health Initiative announces its Rainbow Health Fair on Saturday, June 6th at Legacy Community Health Services Clinic, 215 Westheimer.
That's good.
8:15 to 2:15. A.M. to P.M.
We don't... Oh, I'm sorry.
Go.
We don't normally get the announcement for the Lesbian Health Initiative Fair, Lesbian Health Fair, until, like, several days before. So getting that word out early is great.
Well, actually, I think I was probably the first one because I got it from the Yahoo group.
Ah, yeah.
So I announced that first right there. Okay. Then we actually got it on paper.
Yeah.
The event will be offering free mammograms, total cholesterol checks, blood pressure and blood glucose checks, breast exams, blood typing, AIC for diabetics, health and wellness education, durable medical power of attorney, advanced directive living wills, and pap smears. To schedule a mammogram or a pap smear, I call it test now, call 713-426-3356 or email info@lhihouston.org. With your name, date of birth, email address, and telephone number. Flashback to the 80s at the Hatch Prom on Friday, June 12th. The 17th annual Hatch Prom Flashback to the 80s will be held from 7 to midnight on Friday, June 12th in the community room of the GLBT Cultural Center on the first floor of the Montrose Counseling Center. The prom is free for all GLBT and questioning youth and their allies aged 13 to 20. Many don't attend their own high school dances because of the fear of teasing or physical abuse. A special invitation is extended to GLBT adults who may not have had the chance to attend their own high school prom, dressed as they wish, or with a same-sex date. Anyone 20 or 1 or older can attend for a $25 donation. You can find out more information at hatchyouth.org. GLBT Community Garage Sale on Saturday, June 13th, sponsored by the Montrose Counseling Center at 401 Bernard. Hosted by Stephen Bunch, Jimmy Carper, Judy Reeves, Eric Stutes, and John Sheshway. I feel that we all have good reputations in our community. And you put your name on that, Jimmy?
He stepped out for a second.
Good reputation. And using our names and not our club or organization affiliations will prevent any one organization from trying to claim credit for the event. Since most of us are working for more than one organization, not to be cornered, with members asking why that club does not have top billing. The garage sale is open to all GLBT organizations. There's no fees for tables. No setup fees for tables because you must bring your own table. It can even be a tailgate sale. What is not sold must be taken with you. All clubs and organizations involved are encouraged to have information about the organization to hand out. Once again, that's community garage sale, June 13th at the MCC. You already did this one.
Which one?
About the Gay Men's Chorus of Houston, La Perla.
Yeah, their Latin one.
Yeah. He gave it to me as well. You Are Not Alone Coming Out Support Group begins on Thursday, June 18th. Coming out is an ongoing process for anyone who identifies as gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender. Have you introduced your partner as a friend? Have you found yourself avoiding pronouns when you talk of your love interests? Every day, you're presented with choices on how open you want to be with family, friends, and coworkers. The coming out support group is open to all persons who identify as GLBT or questioning. Meetings will take place at the GLBT Cultural Center on the first floor of Montrose Counseling Center at 401 Bernard from 6 to 7:30 during an eight-week period that will last from June 18th to August 6th. Participants may join at any time. You need not to be a client to join. For more information, you can go to montrosecounselingcenter.org. And coming back next week to the theater, Stage Door Inc. will be performing the final two weeks of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, based on the comic strip Peanuts by Charles Schulz. This will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday and Saturday are 8 p.m. Sundays are 3 p.m. This is the next following two weekends. They're not going to be in theater tomorrow. Tickets are $15. If you bring in a non-perishable foods to the box office, you receive a $3 off your ticket price for a food drive benefiting The Bridge, a women's shelter in the Pasadena area. For more information, you can go to stagedoorinc.com.
That's it.
Oh, okay. I had a couple more.
Do you?
Yeah. Theater New West and the Holocaust Museum Houston proudly present The Timekeepers by Dan Clancy, directed by Joe Watts, starring Tavi, Mark, and Lance Marshall, with Brandon Osborne as the capo. It's playing through May 23rd, Thursdays at 7:30 and Saturdays at 8 p.m. At the Holocaust Museum, Houston, 5401 Caroline, Houston, Texas. And I wanted to mention an artist, a lesbian artist, out of Austin, who's very, very good. Ginger Lee, did you get a chance to listen to that?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. She does a great version on YouTube of Angel from Montgomery. And she is playing at the Mucky Duck every Wednesday night this month. Yeah, and it's like free from 6 to 8 during their happy hour. So you might want to stop by and check her out. It's really cool. So, that's it.
That's all the news?
And we have...
announcements, Jesse?
Well, yes, and I've just been to the lobby, and there are no calls.
No calls yet?
Not one call yet.
Come on, people.
I know. This is membership drive, and we need to keep After Hours on the air at KPFT, and let KPFT know that they should let us still have our 3 hours to bring you 3 hours of Queer Life every week. And we can only do that with a pledge of support. That's kind of a yes vote. They give us a very modest goal because we're an overnight show. You know, we don't have as many listeners as a show that would be in a more prime time.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have faithful listeners. And I need those faithful listeners to give us a call, 713-526-5738, to keep this radio station going. We've got a lot of competition these days from the internet and Sirius Radio and various other sources. So
actually, that's Sirius XM Radio now.
Whatever.
Because they bought out XM.
Oh, okay. Couldn't take the competition, so they bought it, huh?
I think it was more of a fact that with the way the economy is these days, that they just gobbled them right up.
XM went bankrupt.
That, too.
So, and, you know, we don't want to see KPFT do that. There are very few stations on the left hand of the dial these days that bring you alternative news, public affairs, and music. Very few. We want to remain one of them.
Exactly.
We can only do that with your pledge of support because...
There's other stations that talk more about gay lifestyle, but, you know, usually it's followed by you're going to hell.
Yes. Yes.
We realize we're going to hell, and we take
we enjoy it.
We bring the suntan lotion we need.
We, you know, there's
the appropriate SPF.
There's where a station and right near us that does that all the time.
Yeah, and we're going to go there, and we're going to go in with the rainbow handbasket.
Mm-hmm. We sure are.
We're going to redecorate the damn place, too.
Uh-huh.
But
they have nothing on us.
713-526-5738. 713-JAM-JPFT.
Yes. That's right.
Do I have to go into? Do I have to go in the morning mood?
713-526-5738. Jam KPFT. We need that pledge of support. We deserve that pledge of support. We've been on the air for over 21 years.
Or you can always go to the website, kpft.org.
You can do that.
Put your information in there. Send it to us.
We've been bringing you Queer Life for 21 years, and we want to do it for another 21 years. But we can only do it with your pledge of support.
And Jimmy will be there for the next 21 years.
Yes,
too.
I will. Yes,
actually,
I will.
You know what, Jimmy?
We'll prop him up in the back we'll prop him up in the back when he's no longer of use.
I will always be of use.
Yes.
Doorstop.
Yeah, well, nothing else.
Turn him into a lovely coat.
There you go. You can hang things from various appendages.
You know, actually, Jimmy, I challenge the one part on there.
Which part?
We shouldn't be here another 21 years.
Why not?
Because we should be accepted enough in the community that we don't need to tell people how to be a part of the community.
There we go.
I've always said that. I said this back in my Q Patrol days and with all the other stuff. I think the greatest goal for any GLBT organization out there is to have to fold its doors because it's not needed.
Mm-hmm.
And that is true in the HIV/AIDS community. It's true in the hate crimes community. And it's true for this radio show.
Yeah.
That there can be a time that we don't have to make a point of saying, hey, there are good people in our community. There is music. You can be open in who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be scared of the rumors of you being American Idol that you're going to be outed as gay, even though you're gayer than a fruitcake that Simon Cowell would find over in England.
And he would certainly be one to seek out fruitcakes, wouldn't he?
I mean, you know, I mean, with this all this tizzy you see of, you know, with American Idol, that, oh my God, we may have a still closeted American Idol winner. You know, there's not the first time that there's been a gay performer, and actually one of them was somewhat out at the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Varavos.
Mm-hmm.
But he's come out and said, you know, they told me to tone it down.
Yep.
Once I started moving along. You know, there's Clay Aiken. There's the
Gay Aiken. Yeah.
The original British version of this called Pop Idol. One of their seasons, their runner-up, Will Young, was openly gay throughout the entire thing.
Yeah.
You know, I've been watching this version of something similar to it over in England that actually happened end of last year. Called Who Will Be Joseph or something like that. And basically what they're doing is they're trying to cast the role of Joseph in the American Technicolor or the Amazing Technicolor jacket.
Coat.
And, you know, there is a program, in, I guess because it's British, that is screaming queer.
Mm.
You've got Graham Norton as the host.
Oh, my God. Hello.
It says everything right there, doesn't it?
John, is it John Barrymore? Who, Barryman. John Barryman.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the gay actor on
something.
I forget what the British show is. He had that one. He had that special on BBC America a couple about a month or so ago. You know, trying to find out why he's gay. He's one of the judges on this.
Wow.
Some of the contestants, the men they have on here, Anyway, they're all wearing these rainbow-colored coats.
Hello.
And it's even so campy on how they dismiss the person.
Really?
Yeah, well, if you lose the competition for the day, they all come out at the end, and they're all wearing a different color, technicolor coat.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who's voted off is not saved, because Andrew Lloyd Webber gets the final choice.
Oh.
He's told who the two people, and he tells which one you're not. You won't be Joseph. And they go out and they sing a couple lines from the song, and then the other Josephs come over and take the coat from him, and he has to walk off stage without the coat.
Ooh.
We couldn't do anything that campy and queer here, because they can't handle that. You know.
Long ago, when we were doing membership drives, you know, people would say, yeah, you know, why do you do that show? Why do you do that radio show? And I always said, I do it until I don't have to. And I haven't said that in a while, but that's pretty much true. I do this radio show until I don't have to anymore, until it's not needed, which is coming around to the point you were making before.
Yeah. And I really think that's what we all strive for, obsolescence.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, if
we want to keep our culture alive, but we don't want to have to be a specialized show just to allow people to see a glimpse of queer life every week. We want people to be able to see queer life every day. All around them,
and we want to show it, put a different face on it. You know, we are not queer as folk. We are not Will and Grace. We are not the L word.
No,
we're not three quarters of the stuff you see on Logo. You know, we're not the 30 seconds of tape that they show endlessly on the 700 Club when it gets close to the Gay Pride Parade.
No, I know.
You know, those guys in those tight blue jeans and those wife beater shirts. Are long dead because they don't want to go out and film new parades, because
the parades were different. Yeah, they sure have. Especially Houston's. We're at night now.
And, you know, we try and give you a different perspective of this. And we come in here, we have fun, but we try and educate you. Because the one thing we've always said with the show here is that sound can break closet doors, can penetrate through that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can be listening to us on the internet, and it's great that you can. But you know, there's a trail. Sometimes parents are going to check on you what you're listening to. If you have those restrictions, you may not be able to stream the show as easily as others could because of the. You know, your internet connection there. You have to have digital cable to get Logo. You have to have basic cable to watch Will and Grace now.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have a television. But,
excuse me.
You know, you can walk into, and it's a little harder now in the Montrose because it's closed, but you could walk into a 99-cent store and put down $2.15. And you could walk out of there with radio.
Mm-hmm.
You get a radio for a buck. You get four batteries for a buck. And you can hear this show. You can hear that there's people out there who understand where you're coming from. And we may have come through different journeys. We may be still on different journeys. But we understand what it's like to come out and come out. And come out, and sometimes go back in to the closet. You know, I've talked about working up in Tomball.
Yeah.
And I'm still closeted there. And I'll tell you this, there's been a couple of times these past couple of weeks I have been so pissed.
Why?
At some of the comments of my coworkers.
Oh.
That I was so close to just saying, look, I'm tired of hearing the comments about gay people, and I'm tired of hearing it because I am one.
Ooh.
I have been so, so close. But I'm not sure what the situation would happen with that. You know, there are no protections.
No.
That I have in that
you
situation.
You do not have any protection about being fired from your job because you're gay, or housing because you're gay, or.
And the funny thing is for me, it's the opposite effect.
Yes.
Over in spring.
Amazingly so.
I've got the complete opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Because where I work at, the first company Christmas party I went to, I took my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody said a word.
Well,
there's been so many jokes said in my presence, and I just snapped back and just knocked the wind right out of their sails, and everybody just laughs.
Mm.
I'm not the only one at my company that is openly queer. We got a manager. We've got someone under him.
Mm-hmm.
There's me. All of us are openly queer. Nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the company Christmas parties with our partners, with whoever we're dating at the time, whatever the case may be. We talk about the different events that are coming up, like the Pride Parade, in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows that we're gay, that we're who we are, and that we don't care what you think about us. Some people don't know about us yet, but they do find out eventually, one way or another.
I have dropped so many hints, and I can't figure out how my...
Well, like for me, there was one guy at work. I kid you not, this is a true story. Me and one of the guys, we were sitting there talking, just kidding around, and the guy walks up and says he's going to go to one of the strip clubs up north, and he asked my friend if he was going to go, and he's like, I might go, blah, 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 and he turns to me and says, why don't you come along? And I look at him, I'm like, no, that's not my kind of place to go. He's like, oh, come on, come on, the girls all dance and everything, and they get up real close and blah, 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 and I'm like, look, that's not my kind of place. He's like, oh, come on, you'll enjoy it. And I turned to my friend, I said, should I tell him? And he looked at me and said, it's up to you, man. So I turned to this coworker. I looked him straight in the face. And as serious as I could make it, I looked at him and said, I am gay. He looked at me and said, no, you're not. And I said, drop your pants and I'll show you.
Ooh.
He didn't say anything else after that.
I'll bet not. Smart move. Well, you see, you two are different than me, because you two can pass. You're not typically gay looking. You're
See, you can't say that anymore, though.
I know.
You really can't say what typically gay looking is.
But there's
anymore.
Me. You know, I cannot go anywhere and people would ever think I'm straight.
Well, Jimmy.
Because I don't want
know,
them.
People know you.
I do not want them to, for one thing. And
and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But again,
even me, the gayest man you know. There's an area of my life that I am closeted, and it's with my lover's business partners. I've known them for years. We go out to dinner, the four of us. They're a married couple. Stan and I and them go out to dinner. They've got to be idiots not to know, because I don't butch it up.
Idiots ought to go bowling with my idiots.
Your wardrobe?
Well, yeah, you know, I wear pink. I've got all the jewelry. You know, I'm wearing the lambda around my neck, and they just don't get it.
Well, the lambda, you know,
people don't know what
you've
got
to be a book nerd or an old queen to know what that means.
Yes. Well, thank you very little.
I know what it means because I'm a book.
But like I said, for me, there is no aspect of my life, none, not with any of my family members, any of my friends, any of my coworkers. There is not one aspect of my life that nobody knows that I'm
I mean, everybody knows that I'm queer.
Mm-hmm.
I make no qualms about it. And my whole thought process about it is, if you don't like it, the door's that way.
Yeah.
And don't let it hit you on the way out. Because if you don't like it and you're causing grief in my life, I'm going to hit you on the way out.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude here on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org, where you can go online and place your pledge of support here for After Hours.
Yes.
Go there and click on the little PayPal and select After Hours, or you can always call in at 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT. Devin is out there.
Yes, he's so lonely. He wants to hear from you.
Ozzy's out there, too, waiting to hear your dulcet tones come across the line.
Oh, yeah.
I love. See, I had a similar story to what you did with your coworker who you had to break it to him they were gay. Mine's a more twisted story.
Everything with you is twisted.
I'm gay. No, you're not.
mine is closer. strangely enough, this takes place in a Mexican brothel.
Oh, boy.
In Nuevo Laredo.
Oh.
I'm so afraid to let this story go on, but go ahead.
I have visions of penicillin.
surprisingly enough, my brother was down in the back stimulating the Mexican economy.
Mm.
Was he now?
And so I'm sitting in the front of the establishment.
Mm.
Stimulating the legal side?
Yeah, and I was just enjoying my drink, and one of the workers came up behind me and was, you know, trying to get my attention. And I know very basic Spanish. Basically, I tease about, you know, my Spanish vocabulary is limited to yo tengo un lápiz, mi lápiz es amarillo. So she comes up behind me. She's trying to get my attention, stroke on my shoulder, and I go, no interesante, no interesante, not interested.
Mm-hmm.
And she's still behind me. She goes, what, you know, like the punani? And I go, no, soy maricón.
Oh.
Which is basically the equivalent of saying I'm a faggot.
Yeah.
She swung around to the front of me and she goes, no. I go, sí. And she flew out the door like I told her I was La Migra.
My goodness.
It was just a funny little story of that, of, you know. Apparently, she didn't realize that the homosexuals come in an extra plus size on the non-lesbian side.
I see. Ouch.
Yeah, I always find it great when you, especially these days, especially with someone like myself that has no qualms about saying I'm gay.
Mm-hmm.
When I run across someone who hasn't figured it out yet. Because there are several people that...
Yeah, I think you would fool a lot of people's gaydar.
I mean, it's like, when I finally come up to them and say, look, I'm gay. Just the expression sometimes is priceless.
Well, it's not like you have a feather boa falling out your mouth.
No.
Well...
No, you... No.
I had to do that with one place I was working. My one coworker kept telling me she wanted a picture of me because she was trying to set me up with her sister. Kept bugging me, and bugging me about it. And finally, after a while, I said, okay, that's it. And I pulled her into the one storage room there and told her, I said, look, I'm not interested in your sister because I'm gay. And she goes, oh, well, did you know that so-and-so that works here is gay and so-and-so and so-and-so? And it's like... No, I hadn't attended the meeting yet. but, you know, it's one of those things you have to decide pick your battles. I was working for a company that, at that time, there was a non-discrimination policy.
Mm.
So, and considering the fact that, you know, a week after I joined the company, I was on the front page of the Metropolitan section of the Houston Chronicle.
Well,
under the banner of Montrose Q Patrol needs your help. So basically, I was pretty much started off fairly out with them. When 2106 was knocked down by the Supreme Court
6 years ago,
I was actually, you know, was able to go in and say, hey, I do a volunteer work at a radio station, and I need to go, I want to go and cover this major event. Is it okay if I leave early? And they had no problems with that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was great working in a corporate atmosphere like that, that enables you a little bit of freedom and a little bit of security on that. But, you know, there are like situations now where a mom and pop shop, and especially with the economy the way it is, you know, that there's so much good talent out there that not because of their own fault is looking for what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We have a second location, and they were hiring someone who has a similar position to mine. Pretty damn similar. So we posted an ad, and we got people, sending in resumes from all over the country.
You're kidding.
To do this design work.
Wow.
And that shows you, you know, how difficult a situation this is, that, you know, if they're going to find an excuse to get rid of, you know, it's easy to do because there's plenty of people right there. Yeah, I wasn't feeling well that week, and the boss said, well, you know, this is the perfect time for you to drop dead because I still have all these resumes on file.
Wow. Oops.
Wow.
Feel the love.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But, you know, that's the type of thing we would love to get past.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get, the fact where we don't have to fight to get a Matthew Shepard hate crimes bill put through the Congress, where we don't have to worry about some people, instead of calling it a hate crimes bill, referring it to it as the Pedophile Protection Act, which they have. That sort of thing, you know, where we don't have to worry about what is going to be said a little further to the left of us on the dial, but a lot further to the right in the ideology.
And I think we have to, really have to watch everything closely, because in times of struggle, in times of recession, in times, you know, in poor economic times, the country gets conservative, and they get conservative in many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And we've won some rights, we won a lot of rights, and we want to keep them. So we've got to be vigilant.
Very much so.
And that's one of the things we want to try and do here with the show, is that we want to entertain, but mm-hmm. we also want to inform. We want
yeah.
to give you what we try and do with Roundtable, of bringing you some of the lighter sides of the stories,
mm-hmm.
but, you know... some of the important stories.
But that's kind of what we do here. And because we do that and bring it to you every week, we're deserving of your support to keep this station going, because we are commercial free. And the only way we get to pay the bills is the money that comes in from our listeners. And that would be to give us a call at 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738.
And we know that times are tough out there. We do. And that's, you know, that's why we don't come up here and, you know, and tell you, you know, we need $750 pledges. You know, we're not asking for...
But we would love one.
Yeah. We're not asking you for what the leadership circle of what used to be.
That was $1 a day, $365 pledge.
You know, what we ask for is $5 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Give up a cocktail. Cocktails for KPFT. Give up one drink a month. Two if you're cheap and just drink the Wells during happy hour. That's $60 for the entire year. You can get...
I think you can get a t-shirt for that.
I think there's a couple of t-shirts, I think. You can also get a... one of the tote bags.
Mm.
And these tote bags are large enough. These tote bags are big enough and sturdy enough that if you were to go and buy 4 12 packs of soda, you can carry it in there.
Or a 16-year-old.
They have easier handles to grab hold of.
Oh, okay.
You grab him by the baggy shorts and pull.
We're kidding.
Or, like we've said before, the queer is a $3 bill pledge.
There we go. I like that one.
That's $36 for the year. We want you to pledge $3 a month and show KPFT management that there's queer money coming in.
That's right. That's right. That's the basic membership. And that's been the basic membership for more than the last 21 years that I've been here.
Yep. And so that means you get voting privileges.
Mm-hmm.
So that you get to elect people who
run the station.
Who help form the direction of the station. And you can use that power to find people who would support this kind of programming.
Mm-hmm.
Support the vision of all voices need to be heard, and that one voice doesn't make another voice smaller or less significant. And that's what we need for you to do. 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT.
And if you don't want to call in or you can't call in during the show, go to the website.
Yeah,
KPFT.org.
You can do that anytime and put in your pledges.
And you can put on the... there's actually a box, a message box on there, where you can say that you want to make your support towards After Hours.
Good.
And do that.
Because, you know, a lot of people will listen to this show sometime tomorrow, because they'll go to the website and
download our show. And on the website, just so you know, if you've never been to the website, because I've got it up on the screen here looking at it,
mm-hmm.
It is a PayPal option. You can do a one-time charge where you can put in your full donation.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do the queer as a $3 bill and put in your $36, you can do it in one fell swoop.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want to give up your cocktail for KPFT and do your full $60,
mm-hmm.
you can do that. Or you can put it in as a recurring, so it'll come out weekly or monthly or whatever you want to do.
Oh.
If you want to send in checks or cash, they'll send you a little payment book to remind you.
Yeah.
You want to do it where it's an automatic draft, where they will pull it out of your credit card or your bank account. They'll do it that way.
The electronic funds transfer. Yeah.
And if you go on the website and do this, all right, your information is put in through PayPal. So you can, if you don't want your name known when you're making your donation to KPFT, it is anonymous because all the information is entered through PayPal,
mm-hmm.
and it's not sent to KPFT, and it stays right there on PayPal's website.
Or if you just want to walk your happy ass in over here to 419 Lovett Boulevard,
we'd be more than happy to take care of you.
We'll shake your hand and everything.
Yeah.
You know what? I think we need
music.
And we need to make sure that we're playing the queer music that we play. Not the stuff, you know, let me see.
I got three of them lined up here. Actually, let's go with this one first.
They're almost too much mainstream.
Okay.
You're kidding.
That's way too mainstream. Who's that?
Peace from the Porch?
Yes.
Yeah. Because what I'm trying to make a point of is this, you know,
mm-hmm.
and unfortunately we screwed it up last week when I said, you know, we don't play certain artists, and we ended up playing one of them. you get to hear the queer music on here that you're not going to hear anywhere else but KPFT. We're talking about some artists that are low on the radar,
mm-hmm.
that are gay, that are openly queer. And, you know, may not get that airtime, may not get the thing, but these are people who are willing to be able to stand up and say that they're gay and be proud of it and not worry about the consequences of what it's going to be. So that's what we like to play here is the little guy.
Yeah.
We're not going to play, you know, we're not going to play Elton John or Melissa Etheridge or... I don't even think we've ever played Rufus Wainwright.
A couple of times.
You know, we don't, you know, I think the biggest names of what we play that people are going to know about is Pansy Division,
mm-hmm.
Scissor Sisters,
mm-hmm.
Pet Shop Boys,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes a little Melissa Etheridge.
Especially at Christmas. You're always in the Christmas shows with...
Her version of War is Over.
Yeah.
Sarah McLachlan.
There's an Elton John song I like to play that's very obscure. Hardly anyone has ever heard it.
And that's the part, you know, with the exception of the one Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah.
Falls in the category of one of your dirges.
Yeah.
When we do play the artists like Elton John or Melissa or Katie Lang, we go for the obscure. We go for the older stuff. Mm-hmm. We go for the stuff you don't hear.
Yeah.
This isn't the stuff you're going to hear over on Clear Channel's classic rock stations. This is the kind of the back music that you don't hear. And that's the type of music we want to bring to you.
You bet.
We want to bring you stuff like J. Arsenault, Sarah Golden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where else are you going to hear a song of a young lesbian woman called I Love You More Than Jello?
Yeah. I know.
Her first time on the radio was on this show doing After Hours as part of the Hatch segment. And she brought her guitar in one time and started playing, and now she has a CD out. And that's the type of stuff that we bring to you, that we bring to the table for you, is not Queer Life Light, not Sanitized for Your Protection. We're not bringing you Cher and Madonna and Britney and Kylie.
Mm.
How in the hell I was able to name that many of them?
I don't know. We're going to bring you stuff like these artists that are from right here in the Houston area most of the time.
Yeah, I really like to do that.
Like this whole CD here. I mean, I'm just looking at this, and it's like it's done by, this CD was put together by the Houston Fort Bend Songwriter Association.
Mm-hmm.
That was Christy Claxton's CD, right?
Yeah, Christy Claxton. The song I'm going to play is going to be from Levi Kreis.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard it before, actually, so I'm actually kind of excited to hear it myself.
It's a good song.
Levi Kreis, I believe it actually has a video or two out, I think I've seen on...
He's got a couple of CDs out, too.
Yeah. I see that some of these people may have a music video out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not knocking that stuff, but...
You're not going to hear this everywhere else.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
You're going to hear it right here on After Hours. And in order to keep hearing this kind of stuff, we need you to tell us that you want to hear it some more. And the way you do that, call us. Give us your donations.
713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT. KPFT.org. Let's go to music.
And we'll be back in about... 4 or 5 minutes.
Okay.
All right. So get out there, make those phone calls, and we'll just talk to you here in a few minutes.
713-526-5738.
Something that I never said. A story that I've never shared. I was only 20 years old. He was a love affair. Soon became a humble home. Wrecked with animosity. Took it to the bottle and then turned around and took it out on me. And I was just a boy, scrawny little boy, a naive, faggot little boy. It's been so good to me. Taught me things about the soul. Pain is just an error in thought that I'm in full control. Glad I started long ago, learning the hardest way. Now I know my power, and that bullshit would never fly today. And I was just a boy, boy. I let you own that little boy. Might have been
I'm looking back, I see you made a man out of me.
Queer bar. I hate the yuppies and the sweater queens and the overpriced cars and acid water.
All right. Had a nice little mix-up of music going on there. Started off with Levi Christ doing Man Out of Me, followed by Pansy Division, Rock and Roll Queer Bar. And then we had Pet Shop Boys, Go West. Next. Now we got...
I love the Levi Christ number.
That was a good number.
Bluesy. And I know that's not one of Chris's favorites.
Actually, no, I'm fine with that. I enjoy bluesy sometimes.
I enjoyed it. I never heard him before, so I really, really enjoyed it.
I suffer from enough depression to enjoy the blues.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Anyway, we're still waiting for your pledge of support. 713-526-5738.
We need someone out there to pop Devin's cherry.
Ooh.
This is his first time taking phone calls, and no one has called.
He's feeling all left out now.
So we need you to take care of Devin's virginity. He's asking for it. He's begging you. Please, take it. 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT, and place your pledge of support. Whether you love us or hate us, whether you agree with everything or anything or nothing you hear on...
Wow.
Can you blush over the air?
Huh?
Can you blush over the air?
I believe he is there.
He's blushing over the air.
Yeah.
Devin is blushing.
You want to save a copy of this to send to your family?
No, thank you. Oh.
Like they don't know already.
Yeah, well.
Well, yeah, we're just talking about your ear virginity. whether you, like I said, you could agree with everything we say. You're crazy. You probably disagree with everything we say. But to give us the opportunity to give you a slice of life that you're not going to find elsewhere, that's why we need your pledge of support. 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT. We need you to call in and open the doors for us.
Ah. As many of you might know, I was not here last week, as well as Merlin.
Hell.
Because we were out in the woods, 150 miles northwest of Houston, outside of a little town called Cameron, Texas, at a little place.
Out where the deer and the redneck roam.
They do. Called Buzzard's Peak, which is owned by the Texas Conference of Clubs, of which Houston is a member. There's a little group called Houston HCC, Houston Conference of Clubs, puts on Louie every year. And HCC is an amalgam of different...
That's a mouthful.
Yeah. Leather Levi organizations in the gay community. Like the Misfits, the Nomads, Sundance Cattle Company, Big Men's Club is a member.
Whole bunch of people.
NLA Houston.
Whips.
Whips.
Houston Area Bears.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, a whole bunch of...
Thankfully, that's not part of the quiz I have on being the vice chair.
Yeah. It's social and social groups and groups that raise money for different charities. Just all kinds of folks who are members of this and contribute to the upkeep of the land up there. I don't know how many acres they have. There's 8 acres that have been developed, and they've got, you know, like 30, 40, 50 more.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of land, and it's very private. It's off of a dirt road out there.
Yes, this is the proverbial. This is the classic dirt country dirt road.
Yes, it is. And there was an email that came through. I want to give you a little taste of it from John Shefcheck, who puts it on.
Very tasty.
He is
amazing man. That.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I thought you were talking about the email.
Oh, he is a member of on the board of the PWA Holiday Charities.
Mm-hmm.
So he heads up this and does one hell of a job. There are two of these a year, Mother's Day and sometime in September. He works about 10 months out of the year to put these on, to get the volunteers, urge people to do fundraisers, for the money and all of that, because a lot of guys who attend are on disability and can't afford it, and it costs. So John sent this, said, many of you have heard that the LVL, Lady Victoria Lust, PWA campout went very well. Some of you were there. We had 167 campers, which I think is a record. Because the last camp out we went to was like 120.
Something right. Like that.
Yeah. If I compiled a list of every group and every individual that contributed to the camp out, it would be a very, very long list, and many of you would be on it. I am forwarding the following email I received today. If it was not for you and the hard work of the camp out volunteers, I would not be receiving such a heartwarming email to share with you. And it comes from Paul, Jerry, and Tom from Oklahoma, who traveled all the way from Oklahoma to attend this campout. John, we, the Oklahoma guys, had a wonderful time this past weekend. Thank you, the staff, the volunteers, and most of all, thank you, campers. This was the most enjoyable weekend we have had in a long time. Everyone was so friendly, so helpful, and so understanding. What you are doing here for PWA is truly remarkable and a miracle. We met so many people and had a blast. The only thing we had a problem was with the heat, something you could do nothing about. It was incredibly hot, but that's Texas in the summer. What can you do? The campgrounds, the staff, the campers all were excellent, very caring, compassionate, very helpful, and genuinely concerned that all had a good time. And the food, oh my God, was excellent.
Hmm.
I have no complaints there, and if anyone went home hungry, it was their own damn fault. You are all to be commended for your efforts and for the success of the campout. We will be back and look forward to it in September. And, that's exactly the way I feel.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful time if you're a gay or bisexual man and a person with AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
Or HIV.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a PWA, there is some discrimination that you feel. Mm-hmm. You feel like you're the unclean, the others, mm-hmm. the you're not part of the society at large. You get that feeling many, many times.
Yes.
And when we get to go to something like this, the camp out, where everybody there is a PWA, it's very much like walking into a gay bar for the first time in your life and seeing 100 people who you know are gay or lesbian, and it's like coming home.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful venue that you can meet somebody and you don't have to
have that conversation.
That's right. You never have to say, oh, when am I going to, when am I going to break it to him? When am I going to, yeah. Yeah.
It's just there. It's everybody knows. And it's
also a weekend you can almost forget about all the pills you have to take. You still take them, but that's not of
but
a main your main concern
you
of the day.
200 other people also,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, everybody's taking the pills, so it's no big deal. And it was hot, but they had a pool there.
And watching the pattern of people go, You know, they'd go to breakfast and then there would be this exodus to go take pills.
Yep.
People would be like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know,
yeah.
Like, time to go take meds.
Yeah.
50
yeah.
people would go, would say, oh, it's time to go take pills.
Uh-huh.
One by one.
And it was a wonderful time because you could do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the hiking, there's volleyball, there's, you know, all the kind of things you do when you camp out.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could just sit and do nothing and hang out.
A whole lot of it.
And chat with guys from other places or guys that you remember from the last camp out. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and just...
You could go play with the snakes and
yeah,
scorpions. If
there
you
go. There you go.
I saw a scorpion while I was there.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Tiny little thing. But it was a scorpion yeah. nonetheless.
And most of the guys are in tents.
Yes.
Some of us who maybe I in particular I have
don't
to
do well
I don't do well in heat no,
no.
There's
such a delicate flower she
yeah.
wilts.
There's a bunkhouse
yes.
which is actually a long trailer
yeah.
that has everything's been ripped out and it's all beds.
Yeah.
I don't know how many you can sleep. There's 1, 2, 3, 4.
That depends
five,
on whether people are doubling up.
7, 8. 8 in our room and probably 2 dozen or more can sleep in that.
I know
that
there was
thing.
At least 2 in one of them at some point.
Yeah.
Anyhow. That was mine, just for
yeah.
the record.
It yeah.
wasn't
mine either.
Just for the record, that was not me.
But
you can sit by the campfire and listen to John reminisce about previous
yeah.
campouts from here to
yeah, yeah.
Hell and back.
The fire ban was off, so we could have the big bonfire.
Or you could sit there and wait for John to have to get the water hose on somebody. Yeah.
There's very little real drama
going
on.
There's very little real drama, but, you know, like in any event, any large event, there's always going to be at least one schmo.
But, you see, that's the way John handles it.
And John handles
most
it
most of the people won't even know that that's going on.
Exactly.
You know, you just... And, of course, all the meals are provided.
Yes.
And if you get hungry in between meals, there's the cooler.
There's the cooler.
With the sandwich.
Lots and lots of food.
Materials and, you know, and veggies and all different kinds
yes.
of stuff to munch on. And drinks.
Yes,
the hidden door.
Yes, there's lots of things to munch on.
The hidden door bar up in Fort Worth, I believe it is, donated the drink machine. So we have Cokes and various different... Ah! There's Paul, the intrepid after-hours photographer. Ta-da!
If he caught me in mid-yawn, I was so going to hurt this man.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Ooh, stop number 8.
Oh, my goodness. Where have you been tonight?
Well, there was Meteor.
Uh-huh.
With Ernie Manous and Eurovision.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how exciting.
That big deal's going on.
And then there was a birthday party at a pool.
Oh, my.
Followed by the House of Blues for the Idol 2009
yep.
for Pride.
Yep.
And then there was a another party.
Wow.
And then there was Crocker's with Miss Liquor. And,
oh, yes.
Quite a display.
I'll bet. I hope they were packed.
Oh, they were.
Good.
That tent, a revival tent.
Wow.
Was full.
Wow.
And vocal.
Revival. Oh, yes.
She had them well trained by the second set. The laying on of hands
oh,
was never the same.
Never.
Yes, I can imagine.
Yeah.
And then it was over to the other club.
Mm-hmm.
The other club.
Yes. Well, I had to stop by. Oh, I forgot Mail You Wear.
Oh, yes.
I had to buy gift certificates for my models for the calendar, so...
Ooh!
Because it's time to get all those done.
Well, I want to see that if they're going to be outfitted by mail you wear, because that's some pretty hot stuff.
Oh, yes. And their sister...
Yes, it's hot stuff they're almost wearing.
Ooh!
I know. We have to keep up with the fashions.
Yep.
And then there is... KPFT.
Here we are.
The special group that needs all the goodies.
Yeah, I know. You've been listening, huh?
Yes, I've been listening.
Because we've been talking about it, yeah.
And thinking about how long it's been since I broke out my cast ironware and cooked a hot cherry cobbler around a campfire for the campers to go to bed with a warm belly.
Ooh. Wow, that sounds good.
It was also a good way to make sure I got some sleep, because with that much hot fruit in their bellies, they zed out.
Well, to say nothing about that you gave them the sugar high and then they were sleeping it off.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
I see no reason to suffer because I'm out.
That's right. I hope this is your last stop of the night, Paul.
Yes.
Okay.
But there's a pool party tomorrow.
Pool party tomorrow, huh?
The Flag Boys are celebrating.
The Flag Boys. Wow. Where's this? Is this private?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm sure there'll be some fine eye candy.
I'm sure there will be if the Houston Flag Boys are going to be there.
And Jimmy's disappointed that he can't join in.
I know. They are hot.
I might be able to arrange something.
Oh. So, anyway. 713-526-5738 for your pledge of support. Yes, please.
713-JAM-KPFT.
That's right.
Or go to the website, kpft.org. Yeah.
So this was your second camp out, Merlin, right?
Yes, it was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But not his first time to the campgrounds.
And slightly less eventful this time than the last time.
Always eventful. It's the
second time was more interesting watching other people do some fairly interesting and foolish things. And people getting sunburns in odd places.
Yes.
Yes. John is really quite something.
John Shefchik?
Yes.
Yeah.
John Shefchik.
He is. He's amazing. Ooh.
It's amazing what he holds together there and makes happen.
Mm-hmm.
with quite a crew of people backing him up.
Yeah, it's amazing, because those guys start Thursday. The event doesn't really begin until Friday evening, but there are guys up there Thursday morning who are sprucing up the property and getting it ready for all of us.
And who knew that there were so many queens who understood that camping was something that you did besides being on stage?
Yeah. And who knew? Yeah.
And
speaking of stage, is a show on Saturday night.
There is a show.
Yes.
It's quite a show.
It was. Houston, there's
funny.
Always a little bit of competition between cities.
Uh-huh.
And I think Houston won it this year. Uh-huh. We had more entertainers than anybody else.
And our hostess of ceremonies.
Yes.
Trixie. And
with that first number she did, which we can't even tell you the title.
No. No. That can't be said on the air.
No, not at all.
However, that last bit. And then as absolutely off the wall as that first bit was,
mm-hmm.
and then there was that middle act.
Yeah.
that act, well,
yeah,
more toward the end, but who's counting?
I know.
And then there's Trixie once again doing that one bit, and she had everybody... Well, she certainly had me in tears.
Yeah.
I mean, she... Because I've, you know, I've only met her these two times.
And she usually does comedy
and
stuff.
And she can either be incredibly funny or raving.
Yeah. Yeah, she's in charge. She's absolutely in charge, and don't even try to take over.
And you know, she gets into form. She gets into her. She turns into Miss, you know.
Ooh.
Watch out.
But then she did that last song.
And then she did that last song.
Wow.
And I was gone. Yeah. I was like, the waterworks began, and it was like, okay, I remember. Yes, thank you for reminding me that AIDS sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But the point of the song that she did and the point of everything she said in relationship to that and, you know, was, you know, we are surviving
mm-hmm.
this. We will get through, you know, we keep getting through this, you know, even when we lose people and whatever, we just keep going.
And almost every camp out, you hear somebody... Who didn't make it
to the next campout.
Yeah.
There were an awful lot of new people at this time, too.
More than ever, and I'll bet they'll all be back because they all had a good time.
Yeah.
Although, such a wonderful atmosphere.
Well, most of them had a good time. I can think of two people who probably started off the weekend pretty badly.
Yeah, well. So I got to tell you that if you ever get a chance to go to Buzzard's Peak or get an invitation to go to Buzzard's Peak, you should go. You should go. I mean, that's the place for a camp out for me, and I'm a city boy.
Mm-hmm.
But I get to go to the bunkhouse. There's a full kitchen. There's hot and cold showers, you know, and restroom facilities.
Hot and cold running people.
And walk-in cooler, you know, much like the kind you see at the Stop and Rob's that you frequent.
Yeah. And how often do you actually hear of Jimmy leaving the loop?
Yeah. I mean, that just doesn't happen.
A walk-in cooler that every so often some git would leave the door open and... They would get an earful 5 seconds later.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody within 5 feet of them.
Yeah. And there's, you know, they're always improving the property.
Yeah.
With the PWA camp out, they happen to have extra tents and sleeping bags and things like that if you don't have them. They have other events up there throughout the summer,
mm-hmm.
Which are considerably more expensive than
because goddess knows this is cheap for all that you get.
Absolutely.
I mean, the food and the...
Yeah, they ask... for the PWA camp out, they ask for $25 a person. And that's all food, all drink. Mm. You know, it's all activities.
That's your weekend.
Yeah.
You don't...
Just bring you and your tent and your sleeping bag.
The stuff you're going to sleep in and,
you
know. Or in Jimmy's case... His tent and his toothbrush.
Well, in my case, I'm in the bunkhouse. So
okay, so Jimmy just takes his toothbrush.
There you go. And so it's a wonderful place.
Yeah.
Did you try? Did you take your little gift that you got? Your long
Yes,
johns?
I did.
You did? Did you get to try them out?
No, I did not.
Oh, that's crying shame.
I know, because I wanted to. I have a couple of pictures with me in it, but it was too warm. So I'm saving it for the fall camp out.
Ah, so you're going to take them in September.
Yeah. Yes.
because he's assuming it's going to be cooler in September.
Yeah, well,
you know. As if. This is Texas. I mean, come
you
on.
You never know. You never know.
In my 34 years on this planet, it is...
Ford.
Huh?
Yes.
34 years on this planet.
Ford. Yes.
It's never been less than sweltering hot in September in Texas.
Sometimes the nights get cool. And
we go from a high of 95 in the summer to a high of 85 in September. Might drop a whole 10 degrees in September.
Actually, at the last fall camp out, one of the evenings was a little too cool for me. Mm. Of course, I was naked, but hey.
No comment.
It is clothing optional up there.
Yes. And
I took the option.
Let me tell you, there's...
And poor Merlin. I burned his retinas. I mean, he couldn't see anything for hours.
But he recovered nicely, I see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's all right. All I had to do was look at a few of somebody else's, and it was all...
Woo! Said, oh, my
it was
God.
All good.
My God, that one's worse. Look at that.
No, well, you probably found some that were...
Oh,
drop dead.
Much better, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Some very,
yeah.
Very...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're... The, yeah.
Woo. Just makes you nervous.
Anyhow. Yes. All in all.
Anyway, we had a great time. It was really, really fun.
You know, a couple of years... Before 08, I'd never been on a Frelin camping trip. Anywhere, ever. I'd never been inside a tent. It's not one that
you
wasn't...
You still haven't.
That wasn't... Yes, I have.
Oh.
At this event.
Oh.
At another... My pagan event.
Oh.
I certainly have. They don't have bunkhouses at that one.
Well, I knew you had a bunkhouse here. I thought maybe you spent some time in somebody else's tent. I don't know.
I wish I had.
He may have. We don't know.
That would have been nice.
Yeah.
Well, from what I understand about from last year.
Yes.
He did use that Christmas gift you gave him.
Yes, he did.
So we can't say that Merlin's had a complete strikeout.
He knew he
God
had
knows
to.
Waited till the last
Or
minute,
I would have used it on him. That see, that was,
doesn't inspire action, nothing.
That was that was the impetus. Yes.
Was it now?
It was.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, that was the other half of that bet. So you didn't.
Yeah.
He
was.
So Merlin gets it in at the last second.
Yeah, you know.
Very literally.
Because Virgin was starting to look good to him.
Ooh. Ooh. Please.
Pardon me, I got to go bleach my brain.
Please.
Holy. Can't believe you said that.
I know. I
That's it. You get a spanking later.
Okay.
I'd rather get up spanking? Close personal with
Did
a Harkonnen. Anyhow.
Anyhow. How did Harvey put it once? Oh, yeah. Torchong Trilogy. This was not an oops. This was not. But before that, he says, I'd rather an oops. Is sliding down a razor blade and falling into a vat
of alcohol.
Of rubbing alcohol.
Yeah. Ooh.
I'd rather be doing that.
Wow. Oh, boy, howdy.
Oh, Harvey always did have a way with words.
He did. He did.
That's
he
a
did.
Kick in the rubber parts.
And you can have a way of words, too, when you talk to Devin, when you give us a call at 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT with your pledge of support for After Hours and the station.
Unlike some people, we're actually alive and waiting for your call.
Yeah, we are.
Well,
and
I'm almost alive.
Also, if you can't make that phone call right now, go to the website, kpft.org, put that support on there.
Come on, Devin's lonely.
Tell us that it's for After Hours so that we're ready for you, and go ahead and
get that support into us. We need every last penny we can get from you guys.
Yes, we do.
Hey, you know what?
Oh, there's Chris.
Oh.
You know, one of the strange things is I occasionally listen to KPFT in the morning.
And that is strange.
They've been talking about all of these sets of tickets they have.
Yeah.
And I looked at the list, and I got a feeling that one of these would work for our show.
Oh,
really?
No. Here we go.
The Indigo Girls.
Oh, yeah. Queer.
The Indigo Girls are coming here to Houston on Friday, May 22nd. That's next Friday.
No kidding.
At the Verizon Wireless Theater. You call in your pledge of support at the $120 level, put it on Fantastic Plastic.
Yeah.
And you get a pair of tickets to see the Indigo Girls.
Wow. That's a deal.
713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT. Once again, that's Indigo Girls on Friday, May 22nd. You get a pair of tickets. We'll put you on will call list over at the Verizon Wireless Theater. For $120 on plastic.
May 22nd?
Mm-hmm.
That's giving up two cocktails a month.
That's just a few days after.
That's all.
Two cocktails a month.
Wow.
$10 a month.
That's nothing. That's nothing. Nothing.
So
most of us spend more than that spend about that at a cheeseburger. At most restaurants these days.
And what about coffee? They're over at the old Starbucks. How many of those would you get for $10?
You can get like two or three of them.
Yeah, see?
Depends on what size you get.
Yep. I always get the big one.
You always do.
I got a birthday coming up this week.
Yes, you do.
And valet parking is $12.
Whoa.
There you go.
Somebody give me a big
birthday present. Give up one valet parking for a month.
Call into this station and make us a pledge.
You're going to break it, Chris.
Give Merlin a birthday present. Call in and make your pledge of support. 713-526-5738.
You know, it helps if I read the pop-up window.
Usually, yes. On Tuesday.
Ooh, you're old.
A whole year went by really fast.
Yeah, sure
really.
Did.
Darn.
And then 2 weeks after that, I actually have my 34th.
Really?
It ain't the year, it's the mileage.
Yeah, the mileage gets kind of rough after a while, doesn't it?
Let me tell you.
But yeah,
I wouldn't know.
You may want to get those tires rotated. 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT.
Oh, I'd love to rotate his tires.
Well, I bet you would. What do you got over there?
Indigo Girls.
What do you got in front of you?
Microphone?
No, that piece of paper right there.
One of our old regulars put in a pledge.
Hey, no
there
kidding.
There we go. Finally, we got
somebody. I can't imagine who that might be.
There's ducks on it.
MR ducks. MR ducks.
No, wait a minute. That ain't a duck. That's a pheasant.
Let me see that.
Big difference.
That's a pheasant. He's got a bigger tail.
How big is your tail?
Wouldn't you like to know? LIB. MR pheasants.
See?
But
pheasants.
We won't go ahead and say thank you for that.
Well, thank you for being a friend. Pull out the B. Arthur Memorial CD. We'll play as part of it.
So who's that from?
Let's see. Did they say we can say their name? Yeah, they did. That's from our good friend Paul.
Hey, thank you, Paul.
Wherever you may be.
So, yeah, he
Paul gives it to us every time.
And we appreciate that. So.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, be like Paul. Get in there. Give us your support. Call us, 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT. Get that support into us. We really need the money, guys. Come on.
It's all in a matter of putting your money where your mouth is. You're always talking about you want things better, you want this, you want that. It's not free.
Nope.
It is not.
Even that commercial radio that you listen to is not free, because you're getting that subliminal message, and you'll go out and buy that product that they're trying to sell you, and you're spending the money.
Yep. And you don't
and
get
plus
that.
You have to listen to the damn commercial. So
yeah, and you don't get that kind of stuff here on After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, on listener sponsored commercial free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at KPFT.org.
Mm-hmm. Where you can go to put in that support.
And he did
patch
that all in one breath.
Yes, he did. He's gotten really good at it. So go out there, like Chris said, go to the website.
If you want to find out how well the breath control is, it's 419 Lovett Boulevard.
Yes.
We'll be glad to take it from you here in person.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And show you how well that breath control works.
Operators are kneeling by.
And so is Jimmy.
Sean would love to take care of you if you stop by.
I think Mikey's still out there. I think he'll help out, too.
And you would love to see Mikey.
Let's see, there's Ozzy and Riku.
We've got somebody for everybody. We've got something for everyone here.
And if you
here.
Like big, red, hairy things, there's even Virgin.
Yeah.
So, we're all here. We're all waiting.
We're all here. Let's all queer. We're waiting.
We
want to
hear those phones ring, people. Come on.
713-526-5738.
Do we need to go into the morning mode here?
Yes.
713-526-5738. 713-KPFT. 713-526-5738, 713, JMKPFT, Bells of Freedom, Bells of Freedom, come on, make the Bells of Freedom ring. That's how they do it in the morning. What? You would never know because don't stay awake long enough to hear the morning shows.
Hell no. That's my sleeping time.
If it's before noon, you never hear from that man.
Nope.
Unless he stayed up all night.
That would be all night for him.
Pulling an all-nighter, so to speak.
How about a little music break for a minute?
Let's take a music break, bring it back in, and we'll have Roundtable, some little things to put in your ear, Pink Boxers, The Death of Magazines, and some other stuff that I forgot. But how's that for enough of a teaser? Death of Magazines and Pink Boxer Shorts.
Makes me wonder.
We'll be right back. 713-526-5738.
Go down easy.
Like fine wine, you go
da da. La da da da.
Blood!
takes my breath away. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited, waited just to love you. Now that I have found you, don't go away. Oh, love is on your face. I look, but it's hard.
Collaboration thing, Kevin McCree.
That was a talking horse at the end.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
And she didn't need peanut butter.
No.
Nope. We had a nice little mix there. Artists that you don't hear over on the other stations. People that we can bring to you. Jeff Krasner, Go Down Easy, Stephen Franz, Skins and Shirts, and then, like Chris said, the talking horse, Look of Love.
And as a matter of fact, Horse has been in the studio. She's from Scotland, and she was doing a show in Houston. We invited her on, and she came on. We had a great time.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
We've had several artists come through our doors. We've had Pansy Division.
Yeah, Pansy Division more than once.
J.R. Snow's been in. Horse.
Yep.
It's hard getting people in this late at night.
Christy Claxton.
Christy Claxton's been here. Tim West.
Tim and West.
Well, you had Jeff Stryker in the other room.
Yeah.
What?
I interviewed Jeff
Stryker. Different kind of artist, though.
Yeah. You know who Jeff Stryker is?
No.
No?
Uh-oh.
Oh, you're too young.
Yeah, that's only about 25 years before his time.
All right. Jeff Stryker was one of the, back in the 80s and
well-built
the 90s.
Porn star.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Very well-built.
Yeah. It's a good thing he was well-built from the waist down because he had a head like a brown football helmet. I mean, he just, that hair was just, anyhow.
He was about my size.
Okay.
That, in height.
Height.
Yeah.
That's
while
why
standing
he looks
up.
So big elsewhere. Anyway.
It's a shame his son hasn't gotten into the business.
I know.
He has a son.
He does. Yes.
Wow.
He and his male lover are raising a son.
Really?
How old is his son?
Cool.
19 or 20 by now.
Yeah.
For that matter, how old is Jeff Stryker by now?
105.
He's got
Jimmy's got him beat. Jimmy's 130.
Hey, and hey, hey.
And oh, I'm sorry, Jimmy. I didn't see you sitting there.
And somewhere in a closet, there is a portrait that is that is aging go. While Jeff Stryker's.
Let's see. I'll try and find a clean.
Are we in roundtable mode?
It looks like it.
Well, Chris is looking at something real fast.
So they actually showed up this time.
Hey.
Ah, here we go.
I'm looking at a folding chair.
Yes, please.
Oh, wow. By all means.
Get a chair.
Then bounce your head off
Jeff Stryker is 47?
Really?
No, 46. He has his birthday at this
goodness.
Year.
47? He's only 47?
46.
He's only 46?
He'll be 47 in August.
Oh.
And his son is about 18 or 19.
Yeah.
I wonder if the apple fell far.
That's amazing. I had no idea he was that old. But he would have to be.
He's bisexual.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that explains why.
The kid. You know, yes, he may have been a power top, but I don't care how much of a power top you are. You ain't going to sire a kid in just being gay.
Yeah, that does.
Well, you know, there's
usually happen that way.
There's gay for pay, and there's evidently gay pay for straight, too.
Yeah, it's a funny thing, looking up his real name persona. He's
Charles.
Charles Payton. He's having fights with his neighbors, and it is hilarious.
He's having a fight with his neighbor?
Yeah, it's a nightclub, and he's been fighting back and forth. And
poor thing.
His website looks so, last time I looked at it, was so disorganized and rambling. It made the old God Hates Fags look clean.
back in the 80s, Stryker and Rick Donovan were two of the biggest boys in the business.
Yes.
If you know what I mean.
Yes, we do. We know what you mean. We know what you mean.
I like that.
And Jeff Stryker put out a little EP of...
Three songs.
One which
La Vida
we kind of like it around here. It's called Pop You in the Pooper.
And it's a country song.
It's a country song.
Imagine that. With a title like that, you would have never guessed.
Uh-huh.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Okay.
Where did Ozzy go?
I don't know. What do we got there, Chris?
As promised.
Yes.
Pink boxer short story.
Ooh. Yes.
Jimmy's favorite color.
Yes.
Zachary Boyd from the U.S. Army's 1st Battalion, 26th Infantry, takes a defensive position at a firebase in Restrepo after receiving fire from Taliban positions. This is a picture that was taken in Afghanistan during a firefight and was put on the front page of the New York Times.
Oh.
Zachary Boyd, who is from Fort Worth, was taking a nap at the time. And when the fighting started, he grabbed his helmet and his flak jacket and his gun and took up a position to return fire. Well, he didn't pick up his pants.
Didn't have time.
So he is wearing these pink I Love New York boxer shorts. Wow. Scrambling to raise himself from a sleep during a Taliban attack high in the Afghan hills, Zachary Boyd, a soldier with the 1st Brigade, grabbed his automatic gun, helmet, and bulletproof jacket. But in his haste, he left behind his combat trousers. showing to the world that below the belt he was fighting in nothing more protection than I Love New York boxer shorts.
And they show, you said the picture is from the back?
Yes.
So yes.
I Love New York is on his butt?
Several times.
Oh. It's all over his lower anatomy.
Oh.
Now, I saw a video clip of this from Channel 11 in Dallas, who went and interviewed his parents. And I must say, I'm very disappointed at his mother. Because
why?
I was expecting her, after having a picture of her son in her underpants, in his underpants, on the front page of the New York Times, go, well, at least he was wearing clean shorts. She didn't say that.
She didn't.
The other thing is, he's wearing this bright red T-shirt, which they say is from a local ice cream parlor in Fort Worth.
And
that has a little thing that they do of,
you know, get your wear the T-shirt and when you go on your travels and take a picture and we put it up on our wall. So here's going to be a picture of him in his boxer shorts and his ice cream T-shirt.
What color were these boxer shorts?
Pink.
They are pink.
And the shirt was red.
Yes.
What was this, Frelin Valentine's Day that he was getting shot at?
Well, according to, you know, the underwear was... When he was on home on leave, his return flight was delayed in New York, and a friend's sister took him on a tour, and that's when he bought the pink underwear. So it's a cutesy little story.
That is cute.
And
that
heard of getting caught with your pants down, but that's ridiculous.
Well, you know, I've been on sites where I've seen a lot of soldiers wearing less than their underwear.
I want to know these sites.
And we're not talking about ActiveDuty.com.
Yes, we are.
And I don't think most of those guys are actually ActiveDuty members.
Yes, they are. They're sending these pictures home to their girlfriends. And somehow they get...
detoured to gay boys.
There you go.
Somehow. Yay.
So I saw that. It was a cutesy little... story with that. And the other little teaser we had on there was the death of some magazines in our community.
What?
It has been... today, Mavity Media Group pulled the butt plug on their gay magazines, charmingly referred to as sophisticates in old-school publishing parlance.
What?
Titles affected include Mandate, Torso, Honcho, Inches, and all its ethnic permutations.
Door.
And Play Guy.
Wow.
Wow.
GCAM has a lot of those titles.
Now they're all going to be worth a very large amount of money.
Good.
The oldest, Mandate, has been continuously published since April of 1975.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was published originally by George Mavity.
Older than you.
Yes. Older than me, too, Jimmy. Older than me.
Well.
Published by an apparently heterosexual man.
Why is he apparently heterosexual?
I say apparently only because, having known him, I wouldn't put much past him sexually, but his obsession with women is also well documented.
Larry Flint?
No, George Mavity.
Oh.
So, imagine this, a straight dude from Canada peddling his first monthly gay porn entertainment magazine after his own short-lived dilettante, from the trunk of his car.
Why not?
Mr. Mavity was tenacious in his belief that there was a big market for big penises, and he was never one to discriminate when there was money to be made.
There you go.
True.
He becomes an expert on distribution and launched dozens of more magazines in his day, including the perverted household names like Jugs and Leg Show, titles that live on, but for how long?
I remember Jugs.
That's cute.
You see a title on a magazine, it's kind of memorable.
Yes.
I think Hooters was already...
Along with the picture that's usually accompanying the title.
I don't remember any of the pictures. Why would I?
I do have
they all run the same way.
A cutesy side story with these here is... the magazine Play Guy is what outed me to my mother.
No kidding.
When I was moving out of the house, and I started packing up some of my stuff, and one of them was the traditional box of pornography.
Yeah.
Traditional.
And I had moved it from one place and put it into the closet, and my mother decided that when my father and I went to go get my furniture that I had just bought, she was going to pack up as much of my stuff into my car as possible.
How nice of her.
That's nice of her.
So I unpacked the inside of the car, and then I opened up the trunk of the car, and there's a cardboard box sitting on top. And because of the way we dog-eared in the flaps, the act of opening the trunk caused the box to pop open.
Hello!
Oops. On top of my stack was Play Guy, featuring a allegedly 18-year-old blonde, very pale boy wearing pink bikini briefs.
My.
Here we go with the pink underwear again.
And he was grabbing hold of himself.
Oh.
And so apparently this gave my mother an idea that I might be gay. But she never said anything.
Duh.
Might be. Hint.
Yeah. She didn't say anything about it, didn't question me anything. I was having a heart attack.
It's like, oh my God, my son's a pole smoker.
Like mother, like son.
I thought it was a sausage smoker.
Mm. Well, my family's Polish, remember, so
yeah.
It goes two ways.
Well, they do have Polish sausage.
So I'm hyperventilating. My mom had already left. It's like, but it all came out in the end.
or went in. One of those.
But so sadly, and I mean, the reason why I got into those magazines is because those are the ones they always. When I finally found there was gay porn out there,
ooh.
It was at a convenience store, and they had.
How convenient.
Yeah. Well, what they did is they took the took three porno mags and shrink wrapped it and put it at a discount price.
I recall that.
And since I was the oldest of my brothers, I was the one who would go out to the store and buy the dirty mags with the hoochies.
Uh-huh.
And I went to this one store, and on the one side of the shelving was the hooch, was the Hustler and all that other stuff. Yeah. And then I looked a little bit to the right, and I go,
ooh, hello.
What's this? And that's started me to... the slippery slope of, my God, it's not like Playgirl. He has a heart on.
I love it.
Angels started singing in
yes. the background. Yeah, I mean, it's difficult times right now for the porn industry.
Are you kidding?
No. Playgirl is now online only. Playboy is now...
I had no idea.
...is not only raising their prices, but they're going to bi-monthly.
Wow.
And this was important enough that Fox News covered
it. So they're going
story.
Bi, huh?
Yeah, they're going bi.
Wow.
And, in fact, the guy from Girls Gone Wild and Larry Flint went to Washington to try and petition getting some stimulus funds. That's where the fire was.
They needed to be stimulated, huh? Hey, John John's here.
Little Viagra would help that.
That means Zydeco Pasele will be right on time.
All right, a follow-up story to something we were talking about a couple
you know,
weeks.
And that,
last week, wasn't it?
You're talking about inches.
Yeah.
And I am just kind of, I guess, really strange. In the gay world, because everybody talks about they want the big one, they want the big one, they want the big one. I like the small ones. I like the medium to small.
As if you had a gag reflex to bother.
Well, that has nothing to do with it. I just.
Well, since we're talking about,
you can do a lot more with a medium to small. You know, there's.
Yeah. Put everything in.
Yes.
Speaking of stroke mags,
yes,
the Masturbation-a-thon 2009 champion.
Ah, yes, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago.
Masanobu Sato. It's been a week since, this is from the San Francisco Weekly. Well, it's been a week since Sato blew away his own masturbation world record at the 9th annual Masturbate-a-thon held at the Center for Sex and Culture last Saturday. This guy was a pro, bringing an arsenal of masturbating aids from the Japanese sex product company he works for.
Oh.
Last year's record.
Yes.
Of 9 hours, 33 minutes. But this time he held on.
So to speak.
For 9 hours and 58 minutes.
Wow.
Now he's back in Japan and exhausted. But it was nice enough to answer some questions.
That's like 10 hours of masturbating. His dick must be purple.
The question here is, what is the secret to you going for nearly 10 hours?
My abundant imagination was key to my triumph, firstly. Secondly, I trained a lot in Japan from the time I won the first prize last year.
Oh, my God.
How do you train for this?
I swam twice a week and gained about 5 kilos in muscle. That helped me a lot, too, in terms of stamina. Thirdly, the variety of sensations each tenga gave me was ideal for long masturbation. Without these variety sensations, my hoo-hoo would feel the same sensation for a long time, which would paralyze my hoo-hoo in the end. Can I say dick?
You can say dick.
Okay. I use as many as 10 different tangos so that my dick avoids being paralyzed.
Paralyzed?
Was there any point you you couldn't go on? How did you get through those moments?
Yes, twice I felt I couldn't go on. I took great advantage of Japanese pornos as I prepared. I also imagined many supporters in Japan, including my girlfriend, family, co-workers, etc., that I cannot let them down,
so to speak.
I wonder if they had money riding on this.
Were you exhausted afterwards?
Definitely. I was so exhausted I couldn't get up on the next time the next day when I was supposed to go to the airport to go back. Luckily, I didn't miss the flight.
Did you ever have an orgasm?
Yes, about halfway round, I continued masturbating without taking any rest or becoming flaccid.
Ooh.
Could you have gone longer?
This time, that was my limit, actually. I hope I can go over 10 hours or longer the next time I challenge. This next question is priceless.
You're now going to the world competition in Copenhagen. When is that?
I thought I'd go to Copenhagen, but I'm not sure about it. It's being a bit too much to do a marathon twice a month. But I think it's a good idea to compete in the champions of other countries like Copenhagen, London, Portland, and San Francisco.
Ooh.
I would wonder what the belt looks like.
Mm-hmm. What does your family think of this achievement? Are they aware you are the world masturbating champion?
Yes, they know about the fact. They feel proud of me since last year's my victory, I think. They were really glad and happy to hear when I reported them that I could defend championship, and what's more, I could blow away my own world record by 25 minutes.
He did not say that.
Oh, my God.
I'm very happy that my family understands me well. Ordinary families in Japan don't. I wonder how U.S. families are like.
This just brings to mind an old blues song called Strokin'.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yep.
So,
see, I wonder how his girlfriend introduces him to her parents.
I know. I mean,
this is my boyfriend, the masturbating champion of the world.
I wonder if his girlfriend had all felt abandoned throughout this training.
They may be relieved, thinking that, oh, well, if he's doing all that, then he's not on top of my daughter.
Yeah. And hopefully she tells them that before they shake hands.
Honey, why is your hand all slippery?
That ain't my.
Yes, one of the responses to this was, what a wanker.
Well, duh.
What do we got next?
A little bit more serious stuff.
I don't think I could do it for 10 hours.
Jimmy, you'd have a stroke.
And I've, well, certain a lot of them.
Now, of course, we don't know the exact rules. I don't know exactly what this tenga is he had.
I know.
I mean, there's a lot of different things on that, but we're getting a little serious, more serious on this part here.
Okay.
I was going through some stories here. I came across this one website I've looked at a couple of times, WorldNet Daily.
Mm-hmm.
Very Christian right-wing website. Uh-oh. And the interesting thing is they're talking here about gay marriage eventually in here. And part that scared me is they're starting to talk about the arguments that I've been raising of how it's going to eventually come into play using the U.S. Constitution. And they're talking about this based off of a Florida court ruling about adoption. And the article is called Lesbian Mommies, Why Not Wives? A decision by the Florida Second District Court on an interstate same-sex adoption case presents a legal quandary boiling beneath the surface of the courts that could undermine traditional marriage laws even in states that have taken constitutional stands against same-sex unions. Please remember, when I'm reading the stories off of here, just consider the source we're talking from. So this is a right-wing Christian conservative side. The appellate court in Florida cited the U.S. Constitution's full faith and credit clause, which requires states to honor public acts, records, and court decisions from other states, to rule that despite Florida's ban on same-sex couple adoptions, a Christian resident who must share her custody of her biological daughter with her former lesbian partner.
Oh.
Because the child was legally adopted in a state that permits same-sex couple adoption.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Staver, founder of the Liberty Council, which is representing the biological mother, explained to WND that how the full faith and credit clause is applied to same-sex issues amounts to a $1 million question, the answer which could alter the national marriage landscape. Basically, what the story was on this is lesbian couple in Washington, was it Washington or Oregon? They lived in Seattle, Washington. They registered as domestic partners, and they had a daughter through artificial insemination.
Mm-hmm.
And a Washington court allowed the non-biological mother to adopt the baby and listed her as a second parent.
Mm-hmm.
The lesbian couple then moved to Sarasota, Florida in 2002, 2 years after the baby was born, and ended the relationship 2 years later.
Oh.
After which they informally rotated custody and visitation arrangements with the daughter, with the child for 2 more years. Ryan, Kimberly Ryan, who is the biological mother, mm-hmm. eventually left her homosexual lifestyle, became a Christian, is now engaged to be married.
Oh, brother.
And she grew concerned that the visits were not good for her 9-year-old daughter and discontinued the plans with the other mother, Embry. Demanded the Florida court enforce the Washington adoption decree and allow her to continue visiting their daughter. While the trial court dismissed the petition, the appellate court reversed the decision, arguing the trial court was required to give the Washington adoption judgment full faith and credit. Further citing a Florida law governing adoptions, the court ruled Embry therefore must be given the same rights as any other adoptive parent in Florida.
Hmm.
So this is...
I like that.
Which is, you know, we've been talking here with the gay marriage thing, that it's going to take someone going to a state where it's legal and
getting married,
and then coming back to a state where it's not legal or not recognized and say, hey, I've got this piece of paper from Iowa
mm-hmm.
that says we're a married couple, and the Constitution says you have to honor it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the first application of it in a Florida state court. That says even though Florida was well known of not allowing same-sex adoptions, that a Florida court has now recognized that a same-sex adoption has legal validity.
Yeah. So now we have some legal precedent set for the gay marriage debate.
Well, yeah, it's some precedent, but we're talking about a precedence on a in a state court.
Yeah.
So the question is where this... the next part, they're going to appeal the decision to the Florida Supreme Court. So whether or not, it works its way through the federal system, or if it's just going to go right, has a possibility of going to the Supreme Court.
Well, it depends on what the Florida Supreme Court does. I mean, if they uphold it.
Well, and still, one of the sides, whoever loses.
Oh, that, you're talking about the marriage thing.
This part here is going to have to set a precedent. And, you know, if it does go into, if this is a case that, if the Florida Supreme Court is the highest that this adoption case is going to go to,
yeah,
that's the question. Because it depends on certain ways of how they go through the law. Because, like, if.
They could knock it down, and the Supreme Court may not hear it. So where are you then?
That's the thing is, who, if anyone, can it go to past the Florida Supreme Court?
Yeah.
Because I remember, like, in Texas when we were talking about 2106, Lawrence v. Texas,
mm-hmm.
It only was able to get past the Texas Supreme Court
because
it was a criminal matter. If it would have been a civil matter, it would have stopped at the Texas Supreme Court, if I remember correctly. So this may be considered a civil matter, and so if that's as far as it goes, then it's hard to say how this is going to affect on that, but it's an interesting case to see where this can lead more in a larger form into the gay marriage debate, which is exactly what they are concerned about here from this conservative organization.
And then again, I was reading, if you recall, a few weeks ago, that a lot of right-wing preachers that we all know are giving up on the gay marriage thing, saying that it's going to happen. So deal with it.
Well, I was even talking to Fred Phelps, is starting to go after the Jews instead of the gays.
Oh.
Wow.
Maybe you
found someone
to him.
Else to pick on,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That whole Jew thing don't gonna last, trust me.
No.
Another little article that's on the same group here of WorldNet Daily, WND.com. California kids to honor and study Harvey Milk.
Oh, good.
Awesome.
Lawmakers in California have decided the governor should designate one day each year for school children in public institutions to celebrate Harvey Milk Day.
Mm-hmm.
In honor of the homosexual activist, and mark the event with, quote, suitable commemorative exercises, unquote, that critics of the lifestyle say could result in an in-your-face, anything-goes, homosexual, bisexual, transsexual indoctrination.
Oh, brother. If you are, you are. Get over it.
Exactly. We're here, we're queer.
Get used to it.
Can't lock us up anymore.
That's right.
The vote in the state Senate was 24-14, according to Randy Thomason of Save California, who said the result may mean bisexual or transsexual pride parades in school every May 22nd.
Oh, whatever.
Bisexual or transgender?
Transsexual.
Transsexual.
They don't understand.
Pride parades? Harvey was gay.
Yeah.
But he was a champion for everyone, really.
But see, what they're doing is they're taking the same tactic that we have in our community. You know, gays and lesbian is somewhat palatable.
Oh,
let's bring out the scary perverts who want to do everything, and the ones who slice
and dice.
There are
more bisexuals than straight and gays combined.
Yeah, but
and they're all on Craigslist right now looking for a piece of
whatever.
This is definitely not what parents want for their children, he said of the proposal that requires no parental consent for mandatory student participation. Thomason pointed to a recent statewide poll that found the majorities of all in the following categories of Democrats, Independents, Republicans, Liberals, Moderates, and Conservatives found that Harvey Milk Day should not become a statewide day of significance in schools or otherwise.
I happen to disagree.
The California legislature seemed hell-bent on promoting the homosexual lifestyle as role model for children. It's absurd the government school system teaches children not to smoke or do drugs, yet this bill would teach children as young as kindergarten that homosexuality is good and healthy.
Actually, if they really looked at the life of Harvey Milk, he is someone to emulate no matter what your sexual orientation is because of the way he formed coalitions to get things done. The gay community did not elect Harvey. In fact, the gay community didn't even back Harvey. He was elected because of the work he did with other communities who got behind him, including labor. So, yes, he is somebody that you should study and read up on.
Now, they say, raise the question of whether children should be taught what Milk believed, concepts that included religion is dangerous. Duh! Milk once said, more people have been slaughtered in the name of religion than for any other single reason.
Absolutely.
That, my friend, is a true perversion.
That's, there's no way you can
argue that one.
Yeah.
I just want to go back to Germany, Eastern Europe, there in the early 40s?
Yeah. Anywhere, any war.
He also, Milk believed in all doors of sexual experimentation must be open. Milk said, if a bullet should go through my head, let that bullet go through every closet door.
That's right.
Milk believed, if you have homosexual feelings, you must declare yourself as gay or lesbian. Reports say Milk believes strongly that coming out was the responsibility of every gay man and woman.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of them have.
Yeah.
When we first started this show, we talked about Harvey a lot, and the theme of the show was Come Out of the Closet. 21 years later, the theme is a little bit different because the majority of people have come out of the closet in one way or another. So, you know, we're working on other things.
Now, to take all of this stuff from the WorldNet Daily into mm-hmm. context, apparently one of their greatest advertisers on there is a way to remove 15 to 20 pounds of garbage out of your colon.
Well,
so apparently,
who's got that much?
Apparently, supposedly everybody does. It's all the red meat. It's all the bacteria. So basically, what this
15
is
15 to 20 pounds.
Yeah. So what this is telling me is by looking at this ad, at least this is the most honesty I have seen on an internet ad, because basically they're saying the people who watch and read and believe what's on this website are full of crap. And it's almost beautiful to see how honest they can be about their level of crap
mm-hmm.
yep.
that these people are able to spew forward.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little bit of a follow-up here in a story we were covering out of New York City.
Uh-huh.
A teen is claiming self-defense in the killing of a gay newsman. A New York teenager charged with the brutal slaying of veteran radio reporter George Weber claims he was acting in self-defense.
Oh, the old self-defense thing.
John Kados.
He touched me.
Well, I don't know. John Kados, 16, was held,
if
ordered
I touched
held.
You, would you kill me?
Without bail at a arraignment hearing in Brooklyn.
I'm sorry.
Weber's body was found in his apartment in March. His ankles were bound, and he was stabbed about 50 times.
Ooh.
Wounds on his hand indicate he tried to fight back. Yep. Gay porn was reportedly strewn all over the home. Search of files on Weber's computer led police to Kates, who allegedly met Weber through a Craigslist, where Weber had placed an ad looking for quote-unquote rough sex.
Mm.
Police said the teen tried cleaning up after the killing. Yeah, it got rough. According to a written statement following the arrest, the 16-year-old said he accidentally stabbed Weber
50 times
while the two struggled for a knife.
Gives a whole new meaning to Butterfingers.
The statement said Weber pulled a knife during the encounter. I would suggest that we can find the archives, and if need be, we will bring in somebody next time for Leather Ties to explain how knife play should be done safely.
Yes.
I know.
If... You know, I can see you saying, you know, the gun went off 50 times, even though for a handgun it would require you to reload 3 times.
Mm.
At least, you know, a revolver you'd have to reload 9 times.
Oh. He fell on my knife 10 times.
But to do that, and of course, this is one of the top stories that's causing Craigslist to change.
Ooh,
a little bit.
We hate that.
Craigslist is going to be changing their erotic services section. Basically, that part is going to be disabled here soon, and mm-hmm. there's going to be adult services section, which is going to be each posting is going to be reviewed.
By whom? A pervert like me, or
by a group of employees from Craigslist? This is a result of the not really this murder, but because of the Craigslist killer out of Boston, who picked up women who were masseuses and escorts,
mm-hmm.
and robbed them.
Oh,
and eventually killed one.
Ooh.
And like I said, it was a twisted story. When I saw him, I go, you know, if he really wanted to make money, you know, to pay off his medical school bills, he should have just sold himself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently he did, right?
Yeah. Supposedly he also contacted male escorts and did the same thing.
Oh.
Wow.
But this was all happening because a state Supreme Court.
Oh, I mean, he had sex with them and then killed them?
Well, he's only alleged to kill one woman.
Oh.
The other ones he just, you know, basically tried to rob. And some women have come forward saying, hey, yeah, you know, I had a run-in with this guy.
Yeah.
But, and he also supposedly did it with with male escorts on these sites as well.
Okay, so it's a bisexual guy.
Well, he was a steel sexual. He wasn't buying it. He was trying to steal it.
Oh.
So there'll be some changes there to Craigslist coming up. Unless you are trying to find a hookup in Toronto. Because this is all occurring because of a complaint by a state attorney general. So they're trying to clean it up to avoid getting sued. And so it's only in the American version of that.
Okay.
And in honor of Armed Services Day, we're here to announce that Charles Emerson Winchester III, Major, retired from MASH, has finally come out of the closet.
Ta-da!
2 months ago, and nobody noticed. David Ogden Stiers, Emmy-nominated actor for MASH, and also did on the TV series The Dead Zone.
Mm-hmm.
He's also voiced many characters in animated Disney musicals, has come out in an interview with the gay Oklahoman City blog, GossipBoy.com. I am gay, I'm proud to be so. The interview was published in March, but was missed by many media outlets, including, who am I on? After Elton. One of the questions someone asked one earlier was how old he was. 66.
Oh.
So there will not be any Charles Emerson Winchester IV. That ends the disc, don't ask, don't tell sort of thing. And one little note, I can't tell you the official name of this one song, but a cutesy little thing to look up on YouTube.
Oh.
I can't play, I didn't show you this video, Jimmy, but this is one that, a little collaboration was put together on YouTube of...
This is up by the Wet Spots?
No. This was a collaboration video they put together of about anti-gay hate on YouTube. Basically, a bunch of people performed to this one song and sent in their video clips to this one person. He put it together.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to Big Gay, C-O-L-L-A-B.
Big Gay.
For collaborations. Do a search for Big Gay Collab. C-O-L-L-A-B.
Mm-hmm.
And the song is called FCCU.
Oh.
Mm. Lovely.
And it is a cute little hypnotic ditty.
I'll bet.
And it's all these young, you know, the YouTubers.
Yeah.
And they're all there just telling, you know, we don't want your kind of hate, and here's what we think of you. F you.
Well.
Thank you very, very much. I would love to do it, but, you know, my finger would get sore hitting the beep button.
Yeah, I know. I know.
But,
anyway.
If only we had Lisa around, we know she'd play for us.
Well, we still have a couple of minutes left for folks to call in their pledge of support to After Hours and KPFT at 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT.
Or you can go to kpft.org and place your pledge of support there safely. And securely.
You may.
Quick last chance there. Indigo Girls next Friday.
Ooh.
May 22nd. Get a pair of tickets for a $120 pledge. And we could really use the support, people.
$120 pledge and we'll give you a pair.
Well, tickets.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. How many Indigo Girls are there? How many pairs did they get with that?
That would be two pair.
Oh, two pair. two pair will cost you $240. 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT.
It's almost time for Zydeco Pasale.
And the guys are in the house.
They are. They are, and they're ready to give it to you.
We thank y'all for listening, and hopefully you'll be back and joining us here next week.
Yes.
It'll be the third and final week of Fledge Drive, and hopefully we will do better.
Oh, I hope so.
And bring in the more.
I hope so.
We understand these are tough times, and it's hard to dig a little deeper, and especially to a bunch of insane people like we are. But we do need to have your pledge support to let everyone know that we're still needed, we're still valuable, and we still need a voice. You know, we lasted a hell of a lot longer than Radio with a Twist this past year.
Well, see,
they're already gone.
So
we want to be able to continue on to the 22nd year, maybe a 23rd year, because we're not obsolete yet.
Well, some of us are, but...
Well, hey, watch it.
As a show, we're not.
We're
still needed. And we need you to show it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not going to... If you can't pledge for yourself, you don't want to pledge for yourself, then pledge in the name of one of our teens who is at home listening on a Walkman.
Mm-hmm.
Pledge in the name of one of our MBBs who are sitting at home, or sitting, not at home, in their cells, wrapping aluminum foil around the bars and the antenna, or trying to get the signal in.
Yeah.
So they can hear this kind of story. They can find out about our community and have an outlet to the outside world. And we can only do it with you. And it's 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT. KPFT.org. However you want to do it, just do it. Pledge at the queer as a $3 bill mark.
Ooh.
$3 a month, $36 a year. And let management know that these bunch of old tired queens that come in at this late at night.
I beg your pardon. I'm not tired.
It's only because you're used to being up these vampire hours.
And who are you calling old?
Well, you keep dropping your age.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.